The offseason makeover continues for the Seattle Seahawks. They quickly address the quarterback position after trading Geno Smith over the weekend. The Seahawks got their guy, signing Sam Darnold to a 3-year deal that Adam Schefter is reporting is worth $100.5 million, including $55.5 million guaranteed. That number, to be honest with you, actually came in a little bit lower than I expected. I didn't think he was going to, you know, be paid as one of the highest, you know, a 50 plus million dollar guy, but I did expect us to see potentially approaching $40 million. That won't be the case for Darnold, 33 and a third, which actually is very similar to what Baker Mayfield got when he re-upped with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, not went to the Buccaneers. But regardless, what does it matter? The Seahawks got their starting quarterback, and Darnold got out of Minnesota. Now, I'm going to talk about Minnesota in a minute, but let's unpack at least the short term here for Sam Darnold. He's coming off of a career revitalizing year, and let's be honest, he's not that old. You know, he's been around for a while, but he came into the league when he was 21 years old. So now age 28 season approaching us here, throws for 4,319 passing yards, 35 passing touchdowns. Both of those obliterated his previous career best. And yet he steps into a situation that's very different. Kevin O'Connell isn't there. Now I'll talk about Clint Kubiak in a minute. And perhaps more importantly, Justin Jefferson isn't there. Jordan Addison isn't there. TJ Hockenson isn't there. And as a matter of fact, DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett aren't there as well. Now, you are left with Jaxon Smith-Njigba, and let's be clear, he really took off over the second half of the season last year and really kind of cemented himself as one of the budding young stars of the league. I look at Jaxon Smith-Njigba as a very similar player, especially in terms of trajectory, to guys like Cooper Kupp or Amon-Ra St. Brown. Very similar vibe here out of Smith-Njigba. So that's good, but Seattle has a lot of work to do. Other than Smith-Njigba right now, you're talking Jake Bobo and Derek Young. Not that great. Beyond that, Jalen Darden, John Rhys-Plumley, and Cody White are currently on the roster. Now, this is a team that also does have 5 picks over the first 2 days of the draft. Seattle with, you know, accumulating capital here, getting, obviously they hold their original first, second, and third round picks. They got a third for Geno and a second for DK Metcalf. This is not the greatest wide receiver class, but could this be a team that addresses the position at pick 18? Perhaps. There are going to be some interesting players there. I wouldn't necessarily think Emeka Ebuka, who has actually a very similar playing style to Jaxon Smith-Njigba, but there are other players, or possibly day two. In terms of free agency, not the best class, but maybe they bring in a player or two there. So I think the short story here, it's really hard to fully determine Sam Darnold's fantasy value until we see what happens, especially after the draft. But at least in the short term, I don't hate that he's reunited with Clint Kubiak. And yes, reunited, they were together in 2023 when Darnold was with the 49ers. So steps in. Kubiak is from that McVay Shanahan, or perhaps even more accurately, Mike Shanahan and Gary Kubiak tree. So the offense, the concepts, it's not going to be anything different than what Darnold has played under the last 2 years. Now, Kubiak's going to have his own spin. He's not Kevin O'Connell. But from a scheme standpoint, there's no transition here. So that's a good thing. But again, not going to know until we get the wide receiver room filled out. At least in the short term, I'm going to say this. In one quarterback leagues, as of right now, I don't think there's that much appeal to Sam Darnold. However, he could be one of those deep number two options in Superflex. If you're like me, you like to wait a little bit at the position. He's probably going to be hanging around if nothing changes. And I do expect things to change here for Seattle. But regardless, he's going to be hanging around. You could get him very cheaply, it would seem, at least 10 minutes after this move happened, in Superflex as your second quarterback. Again, we'll have to sort of adjust from there, but I don't mind this spot whatsoever for Darnold, provided they do put a little bit of work in here. And just the way that they've approached things, I mean, look at it. They moved on from Geno, they addressed quarterback. Well, they moved on from Lockett and Metcalf. I expect them to address wide receiver. So we'll put a pin in that for right now. But overall, the first really big signing of free agency is on the board. Now, of course, the other side to this is the Minnesota side. And yeah, that sound you just heard was J.J. McCarthy assuming the starting duties here for the Minnesota Vikings. We'll see who they sign as their backup, because as of right now, Daniel Jones and Nick Mullins slated to be free agents, so they're going to have to get somebody in there. But J.J. McCarthy's era begins now, and there's a lot to like there. Actually, I'll say it this way. If you gave me the choice straight up, Sam Darnold, J.J. McCarthy, I'm going J.J. McCarthy. And not necessarily I'm saying, oh, I'm ranking him way ahead or anything like that. No, I'm saying from an upside standpoint, the dude who's playing with Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, T.J. Hockenson, Aaron Jones, etc., in a Kevin O'Connell offense is more appealing to me right now. Now, maybe that changes because, again, it's March 10th. It's very early in the year. And, of course, a lot will change between now and August. But there is a lot of juice there with J.J. McCarthy, and it should be fun to see what that looks like in 2025. And ultimately for Darnold, not a terrible landing spot, but there is a lot of work to do still for Seattle. FTNFantasy.com is the website. Go check that out if you want instant reactions as free agency is fully underway. And of course, follow along with me on Twitter at Jeff Ratcliffe and on Blue Sky at Jeff Ratcliffe. I'll be back soon for another one.